The Grand Hotel Night Voyage. The Grand Hotel Night Voyage, described in its brochure as a soaring tower of dreams and visions for transient romantics with repressed desires and eventless lives, is the archetypal Grand Hotel, first of its kind, and said to be the progenitor of all others. Originally designed as a colorful hot air balloon, thus its name, it acquired its pagoda-like tower, at the time still under construction, as a consequence of an unexpected descent. Although the lobby, with its caged tropical birds, its musical fountain, and its bright yellow walls, lined with mirrors, movie posters, and paintings of dancers and acrobats, retains still some of the lost balloon's original charm and gaiety. Indeed, this chance encounter of balloon and tower, so like that of hotel guests in, say, the elevator or common restrooms or the hair salon, not only brought the Grand Hotel Night Voyage into existence, but fortuitous juxtaposition became a standard requirement for Grand Hotel classification thereafter. Though the lobby is ever a glitter with its myriad reflections, bright paint, and exotic plumage, however, there appears at check-in time, drifting in from the stairwells, elevator shafts, and inner passages, a somber blue haze, faintly redolent of fresh-cut paper and silver nitrate and of grass, made fragrant by evening dew. A reminder to visitors that the hotel, as its name suggests, is not for light-hearted day-trippers or busloads of convivial tourists, but for dedicated and solitary explorers of the night. There are no double beds in the Grand Hotel Night Voyage. Many of the rooms have no walls. It's true, or better said, none of the rooms have walls all the time, but they do not communicate with one another. One may well meet fellow travelers in the night's migrations. One speaks of this not as a passing by, but as a passing through. But they will not necessarily be residents of the same hotel. For those who are regulars here, as are most, it is upon entering or being entered by this curling blue mist, not unlike the gas that once lifted the hot air balloon skyward, that one begins to feel at home. Which is to say, back in the real world once more, safely removed from the impossible fantasy of one's own incomprehensible passage through what are known beyond the hotel as time and world. Behind the front desk, the bright open expanse of the lobby gives way to the comforting shadows of an intricately compartmentalized interior, with its ancient, twisted staircases that rise and fall like heaving waves, its muffled whir and whisper of dreams past, seeking to reconstitute themselves, and its meandering labyrinth of dark, wainscoted corridors with their seemingly infinite series of dissolving and re-emerging doors. Discreet night porters are available as guides and translators for the inexperienced, and room service offers a full range of scientific and whimsical instruments, mechanical devices, and recording equipment to assist all voyagers in their explorations, which for many began even before the room is entered. Such peace and harmony do they find here. The pleasure felt by the travelers as they penetrate the hotel's innermost recesses is reciprocal. The hotel, too, seems to experience a profound, elemental harmony as it fills with guests, and, as the night deepens, the entire Grand Hotel Night Voyage, afloat now in its rich blue fog, begins slowly to expand and contract, as if taking great, reposeful breaths.